Today's guest is author Madeline Dale. Madeline Dale is an indie author based out of Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. She writes a mix of paranormal, romance, and fantasy fiction. Reading has always been her passion, but writing has slowly crept in there to steal more focus. She always enjoyed writing when she was younger, but never attempted to write a book. She is an easygoing person and enjoys spending time with her husband and son. She also has a group of rescued pets, cats and dogs of various sizes. She has a bachelor's degree in kinesiology, sports medicine, and an associate's of science degree as a licensed physical therapy assistant. Madeline, what made you want to live a more creative life?
I've always been an avid reader. And while I was pregnant, I decided to go ahead and try something a little different. I've always enjoyed creating stories in my head, but I've never really put them down on paper until then. And I kind of let it take me away, and I created my first story and turned it into a book. So,
do you plan your projects in detail or go with the flow? And why did you make that your process?
So when I started, I did a more fly by the seat of your pants kind of go with the flow thing. I've turned it into more of I'm a planner now. The series, my main series out right now is the Phase Shifter series. I did a lot of that just kind of off of like what was going on in my head before I started writing down like little tidbits to keep up with where I'm at. But now I'm more of a planner.
What is something no one else knows about you that you wish other people knew and appreciated?
I am a huge horse lover. I rodeoed from the age of 10 to college. Now I don't ride as much just because I don't have room for horses, but they're still at my parents' house.
What are your favorite inspiration prompts, productivity tools, or creative routines?
Music is a big one. I get a lot of inspiration from songs playing on the radio. I can just put scenes I've thought about but hadn't really thought into depth with the music, and it just kind of explodes in my head. I don't always get to write it down at that point, but the story I'm working on right now, there's a lot of songs that play out to different scenes. And even the Phase Shifter series, a lot of those scenes in there, like the action scenes, go perfect with some like songs from like Imagine Dragons.
What three things do you wish you had known earlier in your creative journey?
Marketing is hard. That's one. That not to push your creativity, just let it come when it comes. You can't overwork it. Otherwise, you're going to cause yourself to be blocked. And use different outlets to express your creativity. Don't just write, like draw or like create graphics from the computer, or just do something like that to help keep the creativity flowing. Don't let it fester or like get too wrapped up in one thing.
What is the latest tool or resource you've discovered?
For my marketing stuff, I've been doing a lot of video stuff, like on TikTok. That's been the latest thing I've discovered works really well. I get to share how my writing makes me feel when I actually do it. And then readers or people interested in my books get to leave comments on the videos about it.
And finally, what project or message do you want to tell listeners about today?
You can find me on social media, but I love to chat, talk books. I'm always reading a book and looking for new stuff to read. A lot of what I read gives me inspiration for my own writing. Just reach out and let's chat.
Well, fantastic. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
Awesome. Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to Pants On or Off, all about creators and the creative process. If you'd like to suggest a guest for a future show, please drop by ellenwynnbooks.com/guests. Now, go out there and make something fantastic.